We're going to do our walking practice now. And with the same commitment to being available to the experience of walking as best we're able, we're not practicing results. Truly, truly, truly not practicing results. Practicing being available to our own experience and the knowing of our experience, recognizing it, and having a relationship of it, so that it's a felt experience. Having this relationship, we'll build on this as the day goes on. So I don't know. I don't know if everyone knows walking practice or not. So I'm going to do just a very brief reference to walking practice. And also, when I say walking practice, the other term that we use is movement practice, because not everyone is able to be walking. I spent 6 weeks utilizing a wheelchair during the summer, and my walking practice was either with my hands, or else I would roll in the chair, and that was the nature of my practice. I still call it walking practice. So whatever form we need, but to do utilize movement in some way. With the walking practice, select in your house, your apartment, whatever it is. It could be as small as 6 steps in a hallway, or it could be 20 steps, or you can go outside if you've got a place where you can walk and you won't feel weird walking back and forth. You don't think you're being a spectacle to people. That we do our walking practice because we're balancing the buildup of energy by moving energy. We're also having a sensation of body sensation, knowing body in a different way. So, but am I available in this moment? And so I take this step, am I available? Am I available to experience, to know this step, to have the felt sense of this step and this step? It's not like how careful you're not, just right there, you're just feeling of being available. May I be available to knowing this experience? The flow of steps, the flow of turning. So you walk your 6, your 15, your 25 steps, and you turn and you walk back. And then you turn and you walk again. You're not going anywhere. You're being somewhere in each step. Here, now, here, now. This aliveness being known in movement. The energetic being known, dropping in. This can lead to more concentration. It can lead to insights, creates conditions for insights to arise in the walking or when we get back and we sit down. I would ask that you, if you're going to do a tea break, you do your tea or your bio break at the beginning or the end, but don't interrupt whatever amount of time you're going to give yourself for walking. Let it be uninterrupted, please. Uninterrupted, so that we get this dropped in feeling. And this way, weight underside, our attention grounded, earth element, being present in the mind, in our experience of walking. And we'll be back at 10:45, please. 10:45.